Please stand by. Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's IBM teleconference, Tivoli Workload Automation, Addressing Modern-Day Workload Challenges. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question-and-answer session. In this teleconference, learn how IBM is addressing modern-day workload challenges and issues with its revamped workload automation portfolio. The speakers for today's teleconference are Mark Edwards, Market Manager, and Flora Tremontano, Product Manager for IBM Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS. At this time, I would like to hand it over to our first speaker, Mark Edwards.
Thank you. So I'm Mark Edwards, the Market Manager for the Tivoli Workload Automation Portfolio, and I'll be taking you through the evolution of our portfolio that it's undergone in the last couple of years and where we're at today at a high level. And Flora Tramontano, our Product Manager, will take you through the new innovation in our Z component, our mainframe component, Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS. So the first thing I want to say before moving on is we have not changed the names of the components in the portfolio, for example, IBM Tivoli Workload Scheduler. However, we're calling the portfolio IBM Tivoli Workload Automation because it's not just about scheduling anymore, and there's a lot of capability that there now to view, control, and automate composite workloads across heterogeneous applications and systems. So automation is very key for us for what we've delivered today and what we will deliver in the future. So moving on to slide two. So Tivoli Workload Automation, again, is not just about batch scheduling for unattended jobs. Customers today are using it to run their mission-critical, revenue-generating business processes. I'm not going to go through all of these in detail, but basically, Tivoli Workload Scheduler and some of the other components in the portfolio are used to, again, run core revenue-generating business processes. Moving on to slide three. So the major theme throughout the presentation is going to be visibility, control, and automation. So lots of heterogeneous applications, lots of heterogeneous systems. Tivoli Workload Automation provides an enterprise backbone to establish consistency across those environments in terms of viewing the workloads and the dependencies across the workloads and the resources, controlling all of that, and building in a lot of automation to improve agility in your operations and improving your ability to execute these services. Moving on to slide four. So again, a little bit more on the evolution of the products. Originally, the mainframe component was called OPC and the distributed component was called Maestro. Extensive planning capabilities, time triggering and calendaring planning capabilities for unattended batch workloads. That's always been the case, and that carries forward. However, we do have facilities now to provide more dynamic scheduling, if you will, since you might not be able to afford batching up, you know, some workloads and running them at a specific time overnight, for example. So we've got extensive event monitoring and filtering and triggering capabilities to execute services more on demand in line with business requirements. And it's not just system-level workloads, again, it's application workloads as well. So any legacy application or any ERP system application, the product set has open published interfacing. So if we don't provide direct interfacing out of the box with a particular application like we do with SAP, it's very easy to integrate the portfolio with your own custom solutions, for example, or legacy applications. And again, it's not just batch workloads, it's also online services, including web services invocations, JMS workloads, and XML workloads. And so by being able to consolidate the management of all these workloads and being able to resolve dependencies across these applications and systems and the mixed workloads, the portfolio provides, again, a strong enterprise backbone to be able to drive composite services according to business policies. So moving on to slide five. So our entire strategy really is to build as much consistency across all the activities that are required for scheduling or workload automation. So for example, creating and maintaining plans and schedules, triggering those plans and schedules, monitoring what's being executed, not only the jobs themselves or the workloads, but also the resources that are supporting those workloads, and then building in a significant amount of automation capability to restart the workloads when required, to send alerts to operators and notifications, to adapt the execution around incidences or changes in the underlying infrastructure and the applications to maintain resiliency and agility so that you can be sure those services are executed when they're supposed to be executed. And then to, of course, audit all of that and measure and, you know, be able to report on all of that, and also use the existing historical and actual performance as a feedback loop to optimize the automation of these activities. And all of these activities making up what needs to be done for scheduling or workload automation, we're calling it the service execution process, because really when we're delivering a batch schedule, it's basically delivering a batch service. The same for online services, of course. So we can lump them all together and call it service execution. And we're doing it in a way that we can leverage other rigorous, well-defined IT management processes, such as change management process or storage management process or business continuity management process. You want to be able to apply those processes to your Tivoli workload scheduler network, and you want to be able to leverage the capabilities in the TWS network to those other processes. So moving on to slide 6. The services provided in the portfolio are consistent across any IT topology. So no matter what the underlying operating system is or the network, we have a solution for you. So those services are highlighted on slide 6. So we provide an enterprise service bus, in essence, to be able to integrate a Tivoli workload scheduler network into any composite service environment. So that means you can expose TWS plans and schedules and workloads to an SOA registry, and now you can repurpose those all you want. So that helps you not only integrate batch services into a more fluid online, higher level composite business service, it also enables you to monitor the online services and be able to track them and manage them as well. And of course, the products have always had extensive modeling and planning for time-triggered workloads. And some of the new capability is extensive policy-based event triggering of workloads. The choreography service is being able to set dependencies across the workloads, across applications and across systems, and driving the entire system according to plans, according to policies, while resolving those dependencies. And the brokering and execution services, this is where we get into a lot of agility, where we're able to prioritize the workloads and broker or distribute the workloads to best available resources. And it's not just best available resources. It can be guided through user-defined policies based on the type of CPU, software licenses, maximums and minimums, that kind of thing. And again, this can run over whether it's a mainframe system, an entire Sysplex, an end-to-end system, or strictly a Unix system, or Linux. The products, we can mix and match the components in the portfolio to provide a workload automation solution that fits your environment and your requirements. Slide number 7. So here's a closer look at the components in the portfolio. So the workload scheduler engines, one for the mainframe, one for distributed systems, and these can be just a mainframe system, or these can exist in just a distributed system, or in a mixed mode, peer-to-peer, end-to-end, spanning mainframe and distributed systems. The user interfaces, the job scheduling console is a visual drag-and-drop based planning console, and that's consistent across both the engines so that if you have a mixed mode end-to-end environment, you have a single job scheduling console across that entire environment. We have a new web-based console, the Tivoli Dynamic Workload Console, and that's more for operations where we can monitor the workloads, we can monitor by exceptions, we can generate reports, we can take manual intervention if required, and again, it's a single point of control across just the mainframe or a Sysplex or a distributed network or across an entire end-to-end environment. And then we've got consistent programmatic interfacing for both engines, including the new J2EE and web services APIs. Down at the bottom, the Tivoli workload scheduler agents in the green box, those ship with the distributed engine. And then Tivoli Workload Scheduler for Applications in the lower right-hand blue box, those are extended agents for ERP systems. So they extend the TWS capabilities, whether it's the mainframe engine or the distributed engine, to your ERP system. So you can consolidate those kinds of application workloads within a TWS network. Tivoli Dynamic Workload Broker in the gray box down at the bottom is a brand-new product, and that allows us to provide dynamic brokering or load balancing in distributed environments. So distributed environments being Unix, Windows, Linux, and Linux on Z. It also provides automatic discovery of newly added resources. So if you want to provision resources on demand, this product will integrate with a provisioning software like Tivoli Provisioning Manager to be able to allocate resources on demand according to workload policies and volumes to be able to execute those workloads on time. Tivoli Workload Scheduler for Load Leveler down in the lower left-hand blue box, that's actually a standalone scheduler specifically designed for high-performance computing grid environments where you take a large job and you break it up into smaller pieces, execute them in parallel while keeping them in sync all the meanwhile, and put them together at the end for a very highly scalable grid scheduling system. It does integrate with the Tivoli Workload Scheduler engines to be able to provide consistent control and visibility across even high-performance computing grid environments. Moving on to slide 8. So here's our mainframe component, Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS, and it's a ZOS subsystem. So it consumes very little resources while it is extremely high-performing and provides high scalability. So the product performs so quickly, in fact, that it can submit workloads to the ZOS operating system, to JES, faster than the system can handle it. So the main pieces of Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS include the controller, which is where the planning takes place and where the plan resides. And we can provide instant failover to a standby controller if anything should happen to the main controller. And there's no loss of data during that failover and recovering of the engine. And we have the ZOS trackers that monitor the resources and that execute the workloads and report back to the controllers. And so you get a single system view, even in a complex Sysplex environment. You get a single Sysplex view for the entire mainframe system through TWS. And again, the interfacing, the job scheduling console, the dynamic workload console, there are specific programmatic interfaces for the mainframe, but then consistent programmatic interfaces for Java and web services, for example, which is consistent across an end-to-end environment. So again, extremely fault-tolerant, very high scalability. We have many customers running north of 350,000 workloads per day in mainframe environments. So a very powerful solution. Moving on to slide 9, here is our distributed component, Tivoli Workload Scheduler, and this is for all distributed environments. So similar to the ZOS controller, we have a main scheduling engine that also can fail over to a backup engine. And the topology is a little bit different, obviously, because the systems are different. We have a hierarchical framework to the distributed component. It's agent-based, so agents can be standard agents, which don't carry the plan, or fault-tolerant agents, which do carry the plan, so that if communication is lost with the scheduling engine, the fault-tolerant agents can continue to process their workloads as long as they don't have any upward dependencies that need to be resolved. And then once communication resumes between the engine and the agents, they'll immediately start communicating with the engine. We can divide a distributed network up into different domains with domain managers. And again, those can have instant failover to a backup. And the backups, whether for the primary engine or for the domain managers, also process work. So they also act as agents. And there are different business reasons for carving up a network into different domains. It could be that it makes sense to divide your network up into different geographies or time zones or different business units or functions or levels of security to maintain some level of network traffic management. You know, there are many other reasons as well. So there's a lot of flexibility built into the product to suit your needs. The new features coming in, I just want to say, for TWS this year includes, it's always been able to do event triggering to trigger workloads in a very dynamic way. But we've developed a new event automation engine so that no more scripting is required. It's very easy to set up event rules or policies and to be able to filter the events and then to set up other event rules and policies to take subsequent action, whether it's an alert or to trigger a job, for example. Moving on to slide 10. So TWS for applications, or Tivoli Workload Scheduler for applications. Now, again, these are extended agents that extend the TWS features to your enterprise resource planning systems. So whether it's TWS for ZOS or TWS the distributed component or both of them, these extended agents would connect back to those engines, either or both of them, to be able to consolidate the management of your SAP systems, for example, or your Oracle application systems into TWS, to be able to view and model and track and set dependencies across those environments. Slide 11, this is a new product again, which was just launched last year, Tivoli Dynamic Workload Broker, and this transforms a distributed workload automation infrastructure from being static in the sense that plans usually are fixed in terms of routing workloads to specific resources. So if you want to change that, it requires a manual update to the plan. So whether the job fails because a resource went offline, you know, you need to resubmit the workload when the resources come up, or you need to change the plan to relocate the resource, or any other scenario. There are many scenarios. What this is able to do is it automates those labor-intensive activities so that the workloads are essentially submitted to the Tivoli Dynamic Workload Broker server, and this server determines the best place to locate those workloads so that if a resource goes down, it will not submit workloads to that resource. It automatically looks for the next best available resource. Or it can be driven by user policies or any number of user policies. So as I mentioned earlier, software license distribution or CPU utilization, maximums or minimums, or you can dial into an exact number, the kinds of file systems. There are many different policies available to guide the brokering of workloads. So this helps transform a static distributed network into a very dynamic, agile network, very resilient and adaptable planned and unplanned changes in the underlying infrastructure, while relieving all the labor-intensive activity associated with having to manually update the plan to resubmit the workloads. Moving on to slide 12, this is a scenario of an end-to-end environment where we have a single planning console, the job scheduling console. We have a single operations console, the dynamic workload console, spanning the entire environment. And again, if we wanted to take this entire environment and expose it in an SOA registry and be able to repurpose it and integrate it with higher level business processes, we can do that through the programmatic interfacing provided. So again, we've got a distributed network shown in the yellow ovals and then the mainframe system shown in the blue ovals. And we can even make it more complicated. Right now, we don't have any lines going from the distributed engine to the mainframe, but we can certainly do that. Slides 13, 14, and 15, wasn't going to go through each one of these, but we just wanted to highlight some of the value that customers get, whether we're doing, you know, an ROI, returns on investment kind of discussions, or why customers choose the product or what they get out of the product set. And really, there are a lot of different things we can point to. So the primary one, first and foremost, is the policy-based execution of workloads while resolving dependencies across applications and systems, and even across business groups. So to be able to orchestrate your business services in a well-controlled, consistent manner, to be able to view all of that is very important, to be able to scale all of that up and be able to track all of that and restart it when it needs to be restarted and be able to report on it for auditing purposes. The dynamic aspect to the scheduling, so the policy-based event filtering and triggering of workloads in a very dynamic fashion, whether it's on mainframe or in distributed systems, to automatically adapt the execution of these workloads around changes in the underlying infrastructure. Moving on to slide 14, the high performance of the products to shrink batch windows, for example, and free up more time for online services. And then finally, just moving on to slide 15, you know, we've spent a lot of time discussing with customers last several years, certainly, and we're committed to doing so going forward, to continue to build out more automation capabilities to make your environment more agile and resilient. And with that, I will turn it over to Flora Tramontano, our product manager for the ZOS component, to go into more detail about the new innovation there.
Thank you, Mark, very much. And I will continue the presentation starting from chart number 17. Focusing on some recent features and updates to the Dynamic Workload Automation family that are representative of the evolution Mark talked about, that is the evolution from job scheduling to workload automation, from job scheduling to composite workload management backbone. So what does it mean that job scheduling evolved into workload automation? First of all, it means the managed workload has moved very far beyond the batch subset, and now it includes more and more the transactional workload and the event-triggered workload besides the time-triggered, and composite cross-platforms and systems workload. Now, if we manage transactional workload, this means that we must manage service-level agreement matching in order to complete in time the different phases of the composite service. So service-level agreement compliance has become a very sensitive theme. And how this translates? Basically, in the following sub-themes. First of all, the optimization of IT resource utilization, the policy-based assignment of workload to best available resources, the virtualization of the environment, and this means dynamic and intelligent dispatching of workload to the proper application and operating environments, and automatic discovery of changes in the IT infrastructure and adaption of the workload, and the automatic recovery of failed services. A service level agreement compliance also means critical path management and also means optimization techniques based on historical data, trend analysis, and what-if analysis to create plans as much as possible accurate and optimized. In terms of products and feature, I will talk about Tivoli Dynamic Workload Broker. Mark already covered it. I will mention again this new technology, about critical path management and the reporting feature and the virtual workstation feature. Additionally, the evolution from time-triggered to event-triggered workload as required to evolve the triggering and choreography services to support the new triggering criteria at job sequencing condition. And I will talk about a new feature, the event-driven workload automation feature. Another theme that must be mentioned is the automation, but under this theme there are a lot of recent new features to be mentioned. And I will mention also the evolution of the family according to the system evolution. Let's go to next chart, chart number 17. This is the distributed dynamic workload brokering. Tivoli Dynamic Workload Broker is a distributed component, and it can be run both as a standalone product and as a workload scheduler add-on. It is basically an advanced execution broker component. It has no scheduling capabilities, so you can combine it with the scheduler, and you can configure it as an agent, as you see in the picture, specifically as a standard agent, both in a workload scheduler distributed environment and in a ZOS end-to-end environment. What a broker does is basically to allow you to separate the decision of where to run a distributed workload from the workload itself, creating a virtual pool of distributed systems available to run your job. The broker is able to automatically discover hardware configuration, operating systems characteristics, and resource utilization, and consequently, it can dynamically match job to resources based on job requirement and user policy. And it can automatically turn to another available machine if the first is unavailable or fails. The final result is the IT resource utilization, the load balancing of the workload, the automatic recovery when an unplanned change occurs in the IT infrastructure, in one word, the virtualization of your environment. And this, of course, allows you, facilitates to match your service level agreement. How does the broker work? You have just to define using the job scheduling description language, which is an XML-based language, your distributed job system requirements or policy. For example, you can define a load balancing policy or vice versa, a policy to use 100% of a specific resource. And the dynamic workload broker will automatically choose where to run your jobs. The broker integrates with the IBM Tivoli Change and Configuration Management Database that supplies details about the software loaded on each machine and with Tivoli Provisioning Manager to automatically adapt when new resources are provisioned. Let's go to next chart, chart number 18, to talk about the dynamic workload broker much focused on Z. I already mentioned that TWS for Z can work together with the dynamic workload broker to deliver autonomous workload management and resource optimization and load balancing. Additionally, in a ZOS system, TWS for ZOS can work together with the workload manager component and get the same result for the pure Z workload. TWS for Z is very tightly integrated with workload manager. In addition to promoting a job in a critical path to a higher performance service class, as we will see in the next chart, the workload scheduler can dynamically route workloads to MVS systems in a Sysplex and use scheduling environment availability status to make the decisions about where to submit the jobs. In fact, the workload manager scheduling environment, which is a set of logical and physical resources, is an attribute of the TWS4Z operations, and the TWS user can easily associate scheduling environment to jobs, both in an individual way and in a massive way. The scheduling environment availability is checked and monitored by the scheduler so that jobs are waiting to be submitted until the scheduling environment gets available. And this is automatically done by the scheduler, and you have also a very easy monitoring on what's happening to your workload, whether there are problems with the scheduling environment, and how the workload is balanced in your Sysplex. Let's go to next chart, number 19, and let's talk about the critical path feature. Currently, the critical path feature is part of the TWS-Z component. Of course, its main purpose is to help the user to consistently meet the service level agreements without tolling on you and your staff. This feature allows to automatically determine a workload critical path, which is the most risky path, to user-defined milestone jobs, and promote lagging jobs in the critical path to workload manager higher service classes. What you have to do is just to flag your critical job, that is, jobs that must not miss their deadline, and then you have to run the daily plan. At that point, a critical path to every critical job is automatically determined, and you will have also new views listing your critical jobs in your critical paths, and the promotion of lagging jobs on critical path will be automatically done, and a final purpose of matching the critical jobs deadlines. In the very near future, this feature is going to further evolve and dynamically reflect the actual workload running and also the unplanned workload changes. And in fact, what might happen is that an alternate path becomes the critical one. A shorter leg to your critical operation could become delayed and in turn determine a new critical path. In the next dynamic critical path feature, the critical path will be dynamically recalculated to reflect the real execution, the actual execution of the workload. And let's move to next chart, to chart number 20, to talk about the new reporting feature, which is going to be delivered in the very near future, in the end of this month. Predefined and free reports will be helpful for the customer to measure the business compliance, the service level agreement, to do forecasting, to do tuning and capacity planning of the environment. The new reporting capabilities are going to be provided for both TWS ZOS and TWS Distributed as a functionality of the Tivoli Dynamic Workload Console, the web UI. A DB2 distributed will be provided to store historical data. And we use the distributed DB2 to maintain an homogeneous approach for TWS users that may have bought the scheduler, ZOS, and a distributed scheduler. And the DB2 for Z user is delivered with a small program announcement, while for distributed user it has already been delivered since the 8.03 version. The reporting feature enables the users by means of the web UI to customize, generate, view, print, save, and share TWS related reports. And the report content will be focused on job run history, job run statistics, workstation workload summary and runtime. There will be production plan reports that will be provided for distributed only. And additionally, you can create your own reports, define SQL ad hoc query, and this will give you the freedom to write a query based on your specific needs. Let's go on next chart, number 21, just to give some examples of the reporting feature. Here you see the job run history and statistic reports. The job run history type provides info on job status, late jobs, missed deadlines, rerun indicators, so that you can measure the business compliance of your historical workload and adjust the future workload to meet the service level agreement. The info can be filtered on the job name, the application name, the job status, the job description interval that can also be a relative interval. You might also want to refer to the last N rounds of a job. And the report output can be customized, selecting the fields that you want to display, to be displayed. And the report can be given in HTML or CSV format. The job run statistic report provides info on the percentage of successful, error, late jobs, and info on duration, which is the minimum, maximum, and average. And of course, this enables the user to do workload scheduling forecasting and optimize the future plan. In chart number 22, we see example of workstation workload reports. You see the workstation workload report that basically provides info on workload by workstation, but you can also aggregate your data across all workstations by date range or specific date or a relative interval. This enables you to do capacity planning adjustments. Then you have the workstation workload runtime that gives you workload runtimes, and also here you can aggregate by workstation or across all workstations by date range or specific date or relative interval. And this allows you to do monitoring of your workload and tuning of your workload capacity. Let's go to next chart, number 23. And I want to mention here another feature that contributes to a more autonomic dispatching of workload in a Sysplex, optimizing one more time the manual work for obtaining load balancement and easy service level agreement compliance. This is called Virtual Workstation and has just been delivered on TWSZ. It's about a new kind of logical workstation that is more Sysplex oriented than LPAR oriented. With this new kind of workstation, when you want to submit the workload from different LPAR in a Sysplex, you don't have to do manual work and designate the LPARs. The workstation will do it for you, and it will dispatch the workload to the currently active destinations, routing workload in case of failure. Let's go to next chart, 24. I mentioned among the most important evolution team, and also Mark talked about this, the evolution from time-triggered to event-triggered workload. According to this team, the TWS distributed component has been enhanced with a brand new feature, the event-driven batch workload automation, that has been developed to automate a more dynamic and on-demand production workload environment. This provides the capability to trigger the workload execution or also send user notification upon the occurrence of unplanned asynchronous events. The user can define, by means of the Tivoli Dynamic Workload Console, triggering rules as complex as he needs, and a subsystem will check for the triggering rule, and when it occurs, it triggers a mechanism to execute batch jobs or send user notification. More to the point, the triggering rule can be defined by correlating some elementary events. The elementary events are listed in the chart. They can be a file that is created, modified, deleted, a message that is logged to a file, a job or job stream status change or return code condition, a TWS agent status, linked, unlinked, started, stopped, or even another generic event. And the correlation rules can be filtering rules. It means that the triggering rules is activated when a specific condition is detected. For example, when the CPU usage is greater than 90%, or a combination of events, ordered or random. This means that the rule is activated when a sequence, ordered or random, of events is detected in a specific time window. And for what concerns the actions that can be triggered, TWS can submit a job or a job stream, TWS can answer a prompt, can send an email, send a tech event, write an entry in a log. So, for example, you can start a TWS job stream if file 1 is FTP'd on machine X and job 2 is successfully executed. You can send an email to a specific user if a successful event is received in 1 hour. You can start a job if a specific message is issued into a specific file. Let's move to next chart, number 25. Another theme we mentioned during this presentation is the evolution of the scheduler according to the evolution of the underlying system. And here I want to talk about the new TCP/IP communication feature. This is a recently delivered feature for the TWS ZOS to help you to keep up with the evolving technology. With this feature, you can completely discontinue the SNA communication protocol and adopt the TCP protocol instead. And you can be sure that TWSG can be adapted to this change. In fact, with this feature, the TCP/IP transport protocol, which was already exploited in the communication with the distributed agents in the end-to-end solution, is going to be supported also in the following communications. The communication between the ZOS controller and the trackers, the remote ISPF dialogues and PIF, the communication between the TWSG controller and data store. Of course, the SNMA support will not be discontinued, and you will be able to appropriately configure your TWS4Z and activate the TCP/IP support or the SNA support depending on your environment. The new TCP/IP support is implemented in compliance with the Virtual Internet Protocol Addressing, the IPv6 standard, and the Secure Socket Layer for security. Let's move to next chart, 26. Under the automation team, there are really a lot of features that have been implemented to make the schedulers more autonomic, to free the user from manual workload, to reduce the total cost of ownership of manual solution, and to speed the reaction to anomalous condition. And here I want just to mention the Tivoli Dynamic Workload Console that has been provided for both TWS Distributed and TWS ZOS, and it provides a single point of control of the entire workload, and it enables you to connect to more than one scheduler at a time. It requires a very low cost of ownership. You don't need to deploy software to each machine when you want to monitor your production plan. And provides a single sign-on. It means that the credentials for users to access the various master scheduler will be managed by the portal server provided with the web interface itself. Okay, I can close here, but I want to give just a summarization, a recap of all the versions and features across all 2006, 2007 for the whole family. So the Tivoli Workload Scheduler Distributed came up with version 8.3 in the first half of 2006, and that introduced two main infrastructure changes from a proprietary database to an RDBMS infrastructure, and from the framework which was used to connect to the remote user interface to a web-based infrastructure. And it also provided enhanced planning functionalities and J2EE and Web Service API available and published. In the second half of 2007, the distributed component is going to come up with the 8.4 version that will include the advanced event triggering, the alert notification, and the advanced reporting I already mentioned during the presentation. It will also include the Tivoli Enterprise Portal integration and the CCMDB data exporting. The Tivoli Workload Scheduler for ZOS, we had important small program announcement in the second half of 2005 with the Workload Manager integration and the System Automation integration. And the version 8.3 in the second half 2006, the version 8.3 delivered the Tivoli Dynamic Workload Console and the critical path, the Tivoli Enterprise Portal integration, and many enhanced planning and choreography capability. The TCP/IP communication support has been delivered as a small program announcement on top of version 8.3. The advanced reporting feature and virtual workstation they have been delivered as small program announcement on top of 803 as well. The Tivoli Dynamic Workload Broker was delivered in its first version in the second half of 2006. The version 1.2 has just been delivered in the first half of 2007 with an extended platform coverage with the auditing function and the Oracle support. In the end, the Tivoli Workload Scheduler for Application 8.3 version has been delivered in the second half 2006 with enhanced SAP scheduling and PeopleSoft and Oracle support. The 8.4 version is going to be delivered second half 2007 with SAP event monitoring and load balancing for SAP. Okay, I'll stop here and thank you everybody for your participation, and I turn over the operator. Thank you.
Thank you. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we will have a live Q&A session with the presenters. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your decision. Our first question, please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3, and we'll pause for just a moment to allow you a chance to signal. Our second question, was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference at the right level? Press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. And if it was more technical than you needed to hear, press star 3. And again, we'll pause for a moment. Are you currently evaluating any job scheduling tools? If yes, press star 1. If no, but we plan to soon, press star 2. If no, and we don't have any plans to do so, press star 3. And we'll be right back with our final question. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And we'll be right back to take your questions. And that does conclude our survey. Thank you all very much for participating today. Now let's move to your questions. To ask your question, please press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at any time. If you're using a phone that has a mute function, please make sure the mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, it is star 1 if you'd like to ask a question today. And at this time, I'll turn the call back over to our speakers while we wait for your questions. And there are currently no questions at this time. Once again, it is star 1 on your touch-tone telephone if you'd like to ask a question today. And it appears there are no questions. I'll turn the call back over to our speakers for any closing remarks. And that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you all very much for your participation. Have a great day.